Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. Made it through another week. You got Mother's Day this weekend. Don't forget about that. You've got the Mets trying to get back on track as they start this little soft part of their schedule. What's funny about the soft part of their schedule is the teams that they're playing are probably looking at the Mets and saying that's a soft part of their schedule. We do this all the time. I'm guilty of it, too. Boomer's guilty of it. We look at these schedules and say, well, they got some easy teams coming up. Well, the Mets aren't any good. So what does it matter who they're playing? They got to figure it out themselves. Forget about the schedule. And you got the Yankees, of course, last night, winning again. Gio Urshela again. Jay Happ with a spectacular performance as they get ready to take on the Tampa Bay Rays for the first time this year. NBA postseason really heating up. We may have three Game 7s in the NBA postseason with the Game 6, of course, tonight between the Rockets and Warriors. Everybody will be paying attention to. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Gio. You know, I was thinking yesterday, as you just pointed out, potentially three Game 7s on Sunday, which would be awesome. And I think the Rockets will get it done tonight. And Kevin Durant's not going to be available for Game 7 either, which means potentially the last time we saw Kevin Durant in a Golden State uniform was when he hurt his calf the other night. So, you know, that is like so weird to me that's how, if he decides to leave, that's how his career in Golden State's going to end.
Yeah, this is a
fun. If they lose this series,
I know.
And I'm telling you, it is right there for Chris Paul and James Harden. It is right there for those guys.
Yeah, right.
You can't ask for anything.
It was right there last year for him, too, and then Chris Paul got hurt.
But I'm just telling you.
This year, it's Durant who's hurt. Yes, they've got a home game to force a Game 7. Yeah, this one would be the, out of all their playoff failures, of the two of those guys combined in different places and now both together in Houston, this is the one they'll never get away from.
You know, and it's on D'Antoni, too.
Yeah,
it's on him, too.
Of course.
So, and If you were gonna say to me before this series that Kevin Durant wasn't gonna be available for a Game 6 or a Game 7, I would tell you that Houston has got to win this. And now I'll also tell you that without the Kevin Durant, other guys in the Warriors will step up just like they did in Game 5. They will. They'll step up and they'll make it. They got a lot of pride in that locker room. There's no question about it. And Steve Kerr's got to figure out how to mix and match and move guys around and stuff like that. But Klay Thompson's got to be more of a shooter. Draymond Green's got to be more of a shooter. And, of course, Steph Curry's got to be on. He can't have a 3-for-13 night from behind the three-point arc. But I still think that the weird thing is that if this thing is over and Houston wins it, Kevin Durant's last moments as a Golden State Warrior won't be hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. It's going to be walking off the court with a bad calf.
Yeah.
That is weird, man. That is like a really strange thing.
I keep trying to figure out whether or not the Warriors winning another championship or getting eliminated would change the Kevin Durant decision. There's no way we're ever going to figure this out. I do think, though, that there's a chance because he got hurt and he can't help his team get past the Warriors and win another championship here, that there might be a little bit more of a pull to get back because there's unfinished business. That I could see him thinking. But I don't think talking to some guys yesterday, because you know I've got some inside sources out there. I talked to some people.
You got sources?
I got some people out there. I'm being a little bit facetious.
No, but I know who you were talking to yesterday. So you do have some guys with basketball knowledge, and also I wouldn't say, you know, they have very sound opinions. How's that?
Right. And to a man, all of them said, he doesn't know yet. I would bet that Kevin Durant doesn't know what he's doing yet. And for people to think that he's already made up his mind, he has not.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, it would be interesting that two things could happen here. They could lose, it all be over, and then you realize just how important he was to that team. Or they win, and maybe he comes back for the finals.
Yeah, I kind of have – it defies all logic. I'm not one of these guys who's foolish enough to think that Kevin Durant off the Warriors somehow makes them into that 73-win team again that we saw a couple years ago without him. The Rockets are better when Kevin Durant's not on the Warriors than the Warriors are. The Rockets are a better team, and they should win this series. And if you look at the odds, they tell you exactly that. However, I just have this sneaky suspicion that somehow the Warriors are going to go out and win this game in Houston tonight. They're a 7-point underdog. It might even be 7.5 now. But I just have this sneaky suspicion because all of a sudden, everybody just assumes that the Rockets are going to be able to do what they've never been able to do. Like Harden and Paul, they've never been able to do this. Get over the big hump. Now, they'd still have to go through the conference finals, the NBA finals, win a championship. But why are we trusting these guys all of a sudden? I know Durant's not there.
That's what makes tonight so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because it's at home in front of the Houston fans, and it's Paul, and it's Harden, and it's no Durant, and you know exactly what the Houston fans are thinking. You know exactly what they're thinking. And it's D'Antoni against Kerr. It's the whole thing. It's the whole, like, drama now of the expectations and the pressure that basically fall on the shoulders of those three men.
Yep.
I think, you know, if this were New York and it was reversed, and we had the Knicks, and we were playing against, I don't know, the Bulls, and they lost Michael Jordan, for God's sake. You know what I mean? That's kind of like what this is.
Yeah, I think it comes down to who is going to have that magical night out of these two guys, and it's easy to figure out which two guys.
they better win this game in front of their home team, their home fans.
It's either Steph Curry or James Harden. Which one of those guys is going to take over this game and be so dominant that he's not going to allow his team to lose?
How about if you're Houston and let's say they lose this game tonight, and Golden State now gets to sit around and wait for the winner between Denver and Portland on Sunday? What happens in Houston?
Man,
I mean, what do you do? I mean, you can't. This is it. This is their opportunity.
They did a lot of stuff last offseason, too, to tweak with the roster.
This is it for them.
Yeah.
These are the most important two games in the lives of Harden and Paul. This is it. This is their defining moment. This is their opportunity. They have such an opportunity for them to do something spectacular. And if they don't do it, man, they are going to hear it.
You know what?
They could do as many State Farm commercials as they want. I mean, this will be, and you know the NBA. You heard people calling in here yesterday talking about, you know, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. I'm like, okay, all right. So there are people that don't like those guys and don't want those guys for the Knicks. All right, I understand all that because you're allowed to have an opinion. But could you imagine how, you know, the basketball aficionados that are out there are going to react to this if Houston loses?
Yeah, so the reason why I am leaning towards the Warriors finding a way is the last two postseasons, I saw James Harden, right? James Harden back in the 2017 postseason, a couple years ago, Game 6 elimination game against the Spurs, came out and was awful. They got blown out 114-75 at home. In an elimination game.
Well, he had that whole thing going on the court.
But whatever, okay? Yeah, okay? There's always something, isn't there?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this.
Then
is why
last
this is such
year,
a big deal for these two guys tonight.
Last year, of course, no Paul game 6 and 7, but James Harden had one of the best years we had seen. The guy was off the charts. He could have taken over a game one, game 6 and 7, and gone and moved on to the NBA Finals. Didn't. The Warriors come back. They win. So here we are again. The Warriors have one game to win out of the next two. And now we're trusted. Chris Paul, who's got playoff failure after playoff failure on his resume. Now all of a sudden we're trusting these guys. That's what we're going
to
do.
Well, I didn't say I'm trusting them. I'm just saying
everybody else seems to be.
I am telling you that there is, a burden on these two guys and the coach.
Yep.
To actually come through this now. Now it's without Kevin Durant. I think they played him relatively even with Kevin Durant.
You know, I was rooting for the Rockets to get the Warriors out so Kevin Durant could be healthy, put him on ice before he decides.
Oh, he's on ice, all right.
He's on ice right now.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know if we're going to see, we won't see him in the series, obviously. I don't know. I guess we might see him in the conference finals if he heals quickly. I still like the idea of making sure Kevin Durant's healthy, but my instinct tonight is to root for the Warriors. Like, I don't, this Rockets team, like, this whole fugaziness of the Rockets team, get them out.
You see, get them out. You see, you're basically laying out, like, everybody sees it, the fugaziness of the Rockets.
Right. Like, I don't want to see them win. Like, I don't know. I just, they're supposed to lose these games. Like, they're not supposed to move on in this series.
But that's why it's all about Harden and Paul and D'Antoni. This is these three guys' best opportunity to get to the conference finals. It really is. And then there, they might end up beating Denver, and Denver might end up beating them.
Yeah.
You know, Denver's got, you know, the sneaky Denver. They got a pretty good team, man. I don't know if you watched them play at all.
Well, of course. I told you. So when I had to go and adopt, because we talked so much NBA on CBS Sports Radio, I was doing the national show, and the Knicks were so bad, I had to adopt a team. I had to get into somebody. And I got into the Nuggets because of Jokic. And I thought that he was so much fun to watch and the way that he played. So I'm happy to see them have that success. And maybe, who knows? You'll never know what's going to happen in a long series if the Warriors don't have Kevin Durant. I think that they can win a game against the Rockets, one of these next two, and move on without him. But a long series against a good team in a conference finals, if Kevin Durant is not there most of the time, because we still don't know the timetable, that's going to be very, very difficult. But, I mean, this right here is it's got every storyline in the world getting poured into a second round series. You don't usually get that. Like, at first I was sort of disappointed at the fact that this wasn't a conference finals between these two, but now I think it's tremendous. I mean, this is great. You usually don't get this much drama in a second round series between these two teams.
You know what's crazy? If Houston wins tonight, okay, they have not made the time yet for Portland and Denver on Sunday, but Houston at Golden State right now, it's scheduled 3:30 on ABC, so that means it would be a 12:30 game at Golden State. It'd be a morning 12:30 afternoon game for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a 3:30.
Yeah.
And they're playing a game on the East Coast after that.
Yes.
What type of sense does that make?
I have no idea. And they haven't come up with the Denver time yet.
Huh. They can't have both of those going at the same time. So they got. And if that's at
and that's
Denver,
assuming that's assuming that Houston wins tonight. Now,
no, they're going to have to change.
Obviously,
that's
not there.
They're going to have to change that around. There's just no way. Why are you going to put the East Coast game at 7 o'clock?
I'm just reading right here. So I'm ABC.
I know
basically
what you're reading.
Wants Houston and Golden State a game 7 at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the? I would think that would be just an enormous rating.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would
that's
be
what
even,
I
be even
that.
More
I,
so if it was
want,
later in the
I
day.
I want that game 7, man.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I don't want to see the Rockets lose tonight. The Rockets better come out and lay the hammer down tonight. It's what they better do.
You're telling me, though, with potentially the last game played at Oracle, that the Rockets are going to be favored to win that game even without Kevin Durant? I can't even imagine.
I hope they're favored.
And not only do I hope they're favored...
Then I hope they lose.
That's what you want to say.
Because I just following the NBA and knowing the NBA and listening to all the drama surrounding the NBA, I just can't imagine what the offseason would be like for Chris Paul and for James Harden if they lose to a team like the Warriors without Cousins and without Durant.
Yeah, I mean, that would be... James Harden and Chris Paul, those two guys specifically, they're going to need... Even if they lose and they play poorly... In a loss, I mean, they'll never be able to wash that off, ever, ever, unless they go and win a championship the next year somehow because Kevin Durant leaves and Clay leaves and whatever else.
Dude, this is the story in the NBA right now. To me, this is what it is. Everybody knows what's going on for all these other teams and all that other stuff, but this is the story, and it surrounds the Rockets, and it surrounds their $40 million a year players.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if we were talking about some playoff Knicks basketball in May next year?
Well,
wouldn't
maybe
it be nice
we will
not talking
be, yes.
about Houston and Golden State and D'Antoni and Kerr and all these guys.
And Philadelphia showing some life.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of the Simmons and Embiid, they were the sort of the Eastern Conference version of Harden and Paul. They got called out, both of those guys, and they showed up last night for sure. So this
good
is
luck winning at Toronto, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, when Embiid is healthy and when Embiid is focused like that, he's a tough guy to
stop.
If there is a
game 7, who on the road has got the toughest to deal with? Is it Philadelphia, Houston, or Portland?
Well, I mean, Houston's not going to... I mean, Houston to me, because Durant's out, you got to, they've got a little bit of an easier road, even though it's still Golden State. But Denver had the best home record in the NBA in the regular season. But Denver's not as good as some of these other teams. I would say the toughest task,
road task, yes. I'd say Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say Philly. Yeah, I would probably say Philly.
You know, and that's another thing, because Toronto has tried to get there. And they've been trying and trying and trying. They finally got Kawhi Leonard, and then they get beat last night. Now they got to go back to Toronto. I would imagine the Toronto fans are like, oh, man, this is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I picked Toronto to come out of the East before the playoffs started, so I'll stick with them to win that Game 7 at home. But, I mean, I would not be surprised if Embiid showed up and did one of his, like, crazy superhero nights and just bowled everybody over on the way to a conference finals appearance.
And by the way, this now tonight starts this stretch for the New York Mets. And, you know, obviously, you know, you start reading about all these things that we've been talking about for weeks, but this is the stretch now between the Nationals and the Marlins, where I think if they come out of this and it is a flatliner, it's not good. It doesn't, you know, the Mets aren't getting healthy off of these teams, these bottom feeding teams, something's going to have to be done.
Yeah, I mean, everybody goes, well, it's easy schedules. This is where they get right. Please. I mean, the Mets haven't been able to score any runs. They look like one of the worst teams in baseball right now. The schedule is not going to fix them. What's going to fix them is them. That's what's going to fix them. So I have to wait to see.
Well, they're going to get Jed Lowry back, so I don't know what's going to happen with him. I don't know if he'll be the
But this is a guy who hasn't played yet this year.
I don't know if he'll be the DJ LeMahieu of the Mets.
Yeah, then he doesn't hit for the first five games. Like, well, he needs to get his timing back.
Yeah,
he hasn't played.
Exactly.
We got to give him a little bit of time, right? Yes. He's 0 for 30 to start the season.
Let's hope that's not the case. Let's hope that he comes in and adds the spark that we need.
Yeah, and you got Yankees-Rays, which is going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
And by the way, so yesterday, the replacement Yankees. Mm-hmm. So this time it's Cameron Maybin.
Yep.
Now, when Hicks comes back, Cameron Maybin could be goodbye-bye, right?
Yeah,
either that or he accepts the demotion to the minors, which I don't know if he will or not. I'm not sure, but here's a replacement Yankee that was right in the mix and has been in the mix. And then, of course, Urshela goes in late in the game for defensive purposes. He gets the insurance run that they need.
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah.
And, I mean, and DJ LeMahieu gets two more hits yesterday. I think you take the and DJ LeMahieu, by the way, where was he playing yesterday?
Oh, well, first base.
That's exactly right. They gave Boyd off. You know, he didn't look that good the day before. Let's give him a day off. LeMahieu plays first base. I mean, so these are the things that, you know, the analytics gurus and Aaron Boone got to navigate through all
DJ
of this stuff.
DJ Mathieu.
Right, and I think that Hicks is probably going to go to Trenton and play some games in Trenton this weekend.
Yeah, and he's coming back, so you're starting to see a couple more guys get healthy and get back, and the real Yankees knocking on the door. They've been amazing. This group of players has been amazing.
Now,
keeping his
has
team
not been, not
above
been,
water, more than just above water.
Andujar has not been the guy that everybody thought he was going to be coming back, so his timing's a little off right now.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying on a broadcast last night. It's really all about the timing, the Andujar timing that he has not figured out yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.